Hi, my name is Scott Vore. I'm General Manager of Multimedia for NVIDIA Corporation.
Now, we're here at Digital Life 2006 in New York City, and you're going to be making an announcement in just a moment. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is going to be?
Actually, we're here at the Microsoft Vista booth, and we're doing a presentation on how NVIDIA GPUs accelerate Vista. Vista is the first operating system that takes full advantage of the 3D capabilities. In fact, you need a GPU for the operating system to get the perfect experience.
So what is a GPU? What does it mean?
So a GPU, that's a great question.
Stands for?
Is a graphics processing unit. And it's actually a second processor inside your computer that accelerates and displays the photos, video, and 3D graphics for you. So it offloads the main CPU so it can focus on operating system level tasks, and it gives you a better experience, much more lifelike photos, much smoother and crisper video, and much faster 3D games.
And what's the connection to Vista? Why does Vista in particular rely on GPU? Because I know that it's a very visual, it's got 3D capability,
right,
effects, that sort of thing.
Right. So Vista is the first operating system from Microsoft that takes full advantage of 3D techniques such as alpha blending, compositing, anti-aliasing. And so now, for example, when you open a window in Vista, you can actually see through it to your other programs that you have open behind it. That uses a process that only GPUs can do called alpha blending. It has many other things. Vista takes entertainment, especially digital video, Blu-ray and HD DVD movies, to the next level, and that's another place where GPUs excel.
Now, what's going to happen to all these old computers? Can one put a graphics processing unit in an older computer, or is one pretty much going to have to upgrade to it?
Well, it depends upon what your CPU and memory size is. The truth of the matter is that as far as your GPU goes, all NVIDIA GPUs back to our FX line are Vista Premium ready, which means they are powerful enough to run the highest level of Vista operating system. We still would recommend a modern CPU and at least a gigabyte of memory for the best experience.
So what's the ultimate computer that I want to have? Say, I've got a laptop. A lot of people are switching over to laptops.
Right.
What should I have in it as it relates to, say a GPU? And how am I going to tell if I've got a good GPU
right
inside?
That's a great question. And what you want to do is when you're shopping for your notebook on the web, you got to scroll down and check the specs. And I recommend the GeForce GO 7600 for the best 3D and video experience on a notebook.
And what's on your notebook at home?
The same thing.
All right. Well, good luck with the announcement here. We're here at the Windows Vista booth, speaking with Scott Vore from NVIDIA, about to talk about why you need a GPU, especially to run Vista and all the other graphics stuff that we see here at Digital Life 2006 in New York City. Thanks for being with us on the podcast, Scott.
Thanks a lot, Michael.